In the late 1990s, when Patrick Taylor came back to town, he bought a house on the water, one of more than 100 homes on a mill pond created by the old Ward Paper Mill Dam. It seemed like a good spot, especially because Taylor loved to hunt.
It was a great area for duck hunting.
Then he learned the water was about to disappear.
The day after we closed on the house, they announced the removal of the dam.
International Paper, the dam's owner, had left town. No one was maintaining the dam, and it was a safety risk, says Bob Martini, who worked for the DNR at the time.
But the gates were the original wooden gates from like 1905 or when it was built. They had all warped, and they were really in bad shape.
State law allowed for two options. Fix the dam, with a $1 million price tag no one wanted to pay, or remove it. Martini was in charge of overseeing the removal process, which would drain the mill pond and let the Prairie River flow free. He still has pictures of protests on his slide projector.
Oh, they were pissed.
It's what is this?
Black balloons and black crepe paper on the bridge mourning the loss of the dam.
Taylor helped lead a push to save the dam, and it started with a name change.
From kind of a marketing perspective, who wants to save a pond? That just doesn't sound like, you know, why would you want to save a pond? So we're like, look, when you refer to the mill pond, call it Prairie Lake. People are more likely to get behind saving a lake than they are saving a pond.
As Martini and the DNR worked to remove the dam and return the Prairie River to a high-quality trout stream, he faced letters to the editor, 9 lawsuits, and death threats. Signs in Merrill still stick in his memory.
Welcome to Merrill, City of Mud.
But no one ever came up with the money to fix the dam. The lawsuits failed, and in a matter of days in September 1999, Prairie Lake was gone. Today, the Prairie River winds peacefully through what's now Prairie Trails Park. On Tuesday, I walked with Dan Wendorf on the trails.
We used to climb the fence when it was the mill, and we used to fish, actually where we're talking right now, right in the corner over there.
As Merrill's Parks and Recreation Director for the last 17 years, Wendorf played a major role in the park's development.
As we're walking here, I mean, you can see some of the restoration that we have with some prairie grasses.
Trails, benches, a pavilion, and natural habitat now occupy what was once the bottom of a man-made lake.
This is probably quite a bit of what it looked like. You know, we have some river bottom areas, we have some prairie grass areas. I know that I'm biased, but I think it's beautiful here. I mean, we're proud of it.
Standing on a bridge over the Prairie River in the park, Martini calls the result a win for data, logic, and science over anger, fear, and emotion.
You know, it really is satisfying, especially when you have so much opposition. Everybody can win. And everybody did win in this case. They were mad, but eventually they won.
Patrick Taylor no longer lives in that house he bought in the late 90s. He's still in Merrill, but he's never been to Prairie Trails Park.
I've never walked through it, and I never will. It looks decent, but it's just not, it's not someplace I'm going to spend my free time. Just, bad memories.
What happened there is disheartening and disappointing, Taylor says, but life goes on. Removing the Ward Dam in Merrill was just one step in allowing the Prairie River to flow freely. Before that project, Martini was instrumental in the removal of the Prairie Dells Dam upstream. There's still remnants of the old dam there.
All of this area was under concrete. In fact, you can see some of this rubble is embedded in concrete here.
It was designed to produce hydroelectric power, but it never generated a single watt due to an engineering error.
The engineer had misplaced a decimal point, and they couldn't make it pay. And that dam sat there with no maintenance for 100 years.
Even though its infrastructure was failing, the DNR had to use dynamite to dislodge the dam. Now, a look down the steep walls of the Prairie Dells often reveals trout fishermen or kayakers below.
There aren't many streams that look like this. This looks like Montana instead of Wisconsin.
Prairie Dells and Ward are just two of the roughly 180 dam removals in Wisconsin over the last 50 years, according to the DNR. The group American Rivers finds that, in the past century, Wisconsin trails only Pennsylvania in dam removals, which often improve fish habitat and enhance safety. Martini is retired now, but he says the state should keep looking at its dams.
There's lots of opportunities out there waiting to happen because ice and gravity and just general deterioration are occurring on all these structures.
Like in Merrill, removing some of them may cause hurt. But Martini argues, in many cases, it's just the right thing to do.
We understand how much pain you have to go through to get to a good result at the end. But there are so many of these success stories in Wisconsin in dam removal that it's worth doing the work. It's worth going through the pain because we know that the result can be better.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.